Hare Krishna. Welcome to the fifth shloka of the Damodar Ashtakam. Please take your song sheets or song books. We will chant this wonderful shloka now together.
Idam vibhukham bhojam adhyanta nilaye Vritam kundalai snikta raktai sa gopya Mohushchumbitam bimba rakta dalam me Manasya virastam alang laksalamai
Your beautiful lotus face, which is enhanced with lips as red as bimba fruit, and your locks of blue-black hair surrounding your face in soft glossy curls, both reach the summit of beauty with the red marks of Mother Yashoda's kisses. With this vision, forever manifest in my heart, millions of other blessings are of no use to me. In the previous verse, Satyavrata Muni prayed for the darshan of the entire beautiful body of Bal Gopal, Sri Damodar. He wanted to see everything, your form of a cowherd boy. Now his meditation gets more focused. Now in text 5 he wants to see mainly the beautiful lotus face. Now, once Satyavrata Muni must have had a darshan of this lotus face, because he describes exactly what he wishes to see. He says, I want to see your lotus face, which is enhanced with lips as red as a bimba fruit. The bimba fruit is often compared to the European cherry because it is so reddish in color, and this is the color of the Lord's lips. And then he sees or wishes to see the face, but a framed face, a face which is surrounded by this blue-black hair of the Lord, which is glossy. These are two attributes to this hair. It is glossy, that means there's a shine on the hair. And the second attribute is it has beautiful curls. He wants to see the face surrounded with these glossy blue-black locks of hair. But then he wishes to see a specific sign which absolutely gives this face the most charming perspective of appearance, and that's the red marks which come from Mother Yashoda's kisses. Apparently the cosmetics she uses on her lips keep a stain on Krishna's beautiful face, which then becomes all the way covered and looks nicely spotted. Very nice. Now it's Sanatana Goswami writes in his Tika the word Gopya by the Gopi Yashoda can also mean Radha Gopi, not just Yashoda Gopi, but also Radha Gopi. All of a sudden, in a hidden form, Srimati Radharani has entered the Damodarashtakam. After all, she is Kartika Devi. In the last, that is the 8th shloka, she comes in an overt form. There is a prayer, dear most beloved of the gopis, unto your dear most beloved Sri Radhika, I offer my humble obeisances. That's in the last shloka. But now in this shloka, he has indicated by the word Gopya, Radha Gopi, not just Yashoda Gopi. It can mean both, either Yashoda or Radha. Now, the attentive listener might think, well, how is Radha there? Krishna at this time is either 2 years or 3 years old. So he is in between. Here, this is very small. Radha is also still very small. How do they have association, so much so that his cheeks can be spotted by the marks of Radha's lips? Listen very carefully. In Vrindavan, all the rasas go on simultaneously. Yashoda, Vatsalya Bhava, and the Madhurya Radha of Madhurya Bhava of Srimati Radhika and the Gopis. This is very clear in a pastime which most of you are well familiar with. I will therefore tell it briefly here only. It was when Nanda Baba took his little boy Krishna out to see the cows out in the meadows of Vrindavan. At that time, a terrible storm came and Krishna was frightened. So Nanda Baba took him up. And he was now between a choice. Should he bring frightened Krishna back to the village to protect him against the fear from the storm? Or should he take care of the cows which were running to and fro because they were also upset by this storm? So just at this moment, Srimati Radharani comes by it. Nanda Maharaj says, "O goddess of Vrindavan's forest, can you please take my little boy and bring him to Vrindavan village to my wife Yashoda?" Yashoda and Radharani happily takes Krishna. And when they are alone, when Radha carries him and they alone through the forest, Krishna transforms into a form which is appropriate for his rasa with Srimati Radharani, a Kai Shore Ra boy, beautiful, around 16-year-old boy. And they have many pastimes in the forest, and at the end of the pastimes, Krishna, much to the upset of Radha, transforms himself back into a little boy playing on his two knees and two hands. Radha said, "A moment ago you were my beloved Lord Krishna, now you are this beautiful baby. And please stay always with me in your loving form as a youth." And Krishna says, "Later, later, later. For now, please bring me to my mother." So Radha picks Krishna up, somewhat sad, but at the same time ecstatic to have his association in any form and brings him to Atta Yashoda. So all the time, this is my point, the different manifestations of Krishna go on so that he can always respond in the different rasas to all of his devotees simultaneously. He is Akila Rasamrita Murti, the form of unlimited rasas. So he needs to have the corresponding appearance so that he can respond to the loving emotions of his devotees. So this is a little explanation why Srimati Radharani is indicated here by the word Gopya. Now Satyavrata Muni again repeats, this is the second time, that he only wants this particular darshan, the Lord in his form of Damodar Krishna, with that particular charm of this form, where he is kissed by Yashoda's red, let me say, lips, and the cosmetics are left from his mother's lips on his cheeks. He says, only this I want, nothing more. He makes it very clear. Alam labhai, what use for me when I have this vision forever manifested in my heart? Millions of other blessings are of no use to me. This is something which we as devotees must be aware of. It's a certain attitude which is translated into the English language as one-pointedness, ekantika. If you wish to attain the Lord in the abode, in his abode of Vrindavan, you must become one-pointed, like someone who is very much absorbed, is becoming one-pointed on the object of his absorption. In bhakti, we are aiming at this absorption. See, most of us are going through their life where they mostly remember that they are the body, they have the different roles in relationship with the body, maybe a job, maybe friends, maybe obligations, maybe projects, and they may sometimes remember in all this thoughts about physical relationships which are in the here and now, they may sometimes remember that they are actually spiritual souls. They are belonging to a different land where they have a different identity and a different position. This thought sometimes may cross them for some little time when the day is over and they read in the Shastras, etc. But most of the time, this is just a small whiff, like a small fragrance or something which they see very briefly. The real devotees are most of the time remembering that they are servants of Krishna, and sometimes, very rarely, for a small amount of time, they remember their physical roles and their projects which they have here. How can the balance tip from being absorbed in one's material identification towards being absorbed in one's spiritual identification? When will this ever happen, and how will this happen? My dear devotees, this is an important question to ask in the month of Kartik. How will the scale tip from being situated in the material consciousness to being situated fully in Krishna consciousness and in the awareness that I have really in actual fact only belong to Krishna. The balance tips only if we hear in the association of devotees. This is the recommendation of Lord Kapila Dev to Devahuti, who says, Satang Prasanga Mama Virya Sangvidu, in the association of my devotees, one should hear my pastimes, which are virya, which have a particular strength. What is the strength which lies embedded in the pastimes of Krishna? It is the strength which strengthens in the beginning your Shraddha, your faith. Then it will bring you to Rati or Bhava, which is a state where you feel divine feelings for Krishna, like attachment, love, attraction, even worry, if everything is comfortable for him and if he is pleased. No bhava. And finally, prema bhakti, pure unalloyed love of Godhead. The pastimes have this virya, or this inherent strength, which becomes activated, or which becomes perceived, I wanted to say, when you hear in the circle of good devotees about Krishna. This is a great opportunity, and I think some of us who have heard the Gopal Champu's narration of the Damodar Leela, who have heard Satyavrata Muni's profound realizations of Lord Damodar, begin to feel how this affects their consciousness, so that they can think more of Krishna and themselves as servants of Krishna. Hare Krishna. This is a relative brief commentary. I thank you very much for listening to this wonderful Damodar Ashtakam. Tomorrow, please let us continue with text or verse number 6, which is really inspiring because of the particular mode of in which Satyavrata Muni now begins to address the Lord. Hare Krishna.